Then your father really hits it big in 1918 in the Youngstown pool.
Well, yes. That's the year I was born. I wasn't there. Obviously, I don't remember it, but I was born about that time. Like most oil people, they don't always hit it the first time. They hit enough to keep their interest up, and they keep going on as long as they can get investors or make enough money to drill another well while they're always trying to look for that good well, and they finally find it.
That's what about these people. They just didn't give up. They just
don't give up. First dry hole, you don't give up. They keep wiggling around, and when they finally hit it, well, then it goes pretty fast.
So somewhere in here,
you get one good well, in other words, it'll bring in enough income that you can go ahead and drill quite a few dry holes before you find another one.
Yeah. The family moves to Tulsa.
Yeah, much later. Now, he'd already got doing real good in the oil business. Moved to Tulsa about when I was about a year or two old. In about 1919, he moved to Tulsa.
Your father kind of seemed to wheel and deal by the seat of his pants, they said that he...
Well, that's the way he'd already done. By the time he moved to Tulsa, he was doing real well.
They say that he was producing, he was 38 years old, producing about 40,000 barrels a day. And in 1920, two-thirds of the oil in the world originated in the United States, and much of that came from Oklahoma. About 1925, Waite sold Waite Phillips.
Sold Waite Phillips Company. Yeah, he built up a nice company pretty fast. It wasn't very many years after that first good strike that he formed a completely integrated company. He even had refineries and filling stations and the whole works. And he had
tanker cars on the railroad.
Yeah, he had a complete oil company that he sold out in 1925. There's not many people would have done that because it could have gone on and been like a Phillips 66 or something. He had that going real big about the same time Frank was doing the same thing.
And I understand sold out for about $25 million.
That's what he got.
In 1925. Cash.
1925, yeah. Which, you know, doesn't sound like much today, but $25 million in 1925 was a lot of money.
It was. Interesting stories about Waite and Frank. Sometimes they would bid against each other for oil leases. Is that true?
Yes.
Well, I suppose it was. I wasn't in on it, but.
And I think sometimes they would go in together on leases.
I like most oil people do. This is done a lot in the oil business. I know that much about it.
I think Virginia said that Waite had said that he would not have accomplished all he had if Wyatt had lived.
Yes, that's what he said. Wyatt was such a gambler that they would never have accumulated what he did. He would have been one of those that made it, lost it, and would never have really controlled the wealth that they earned, I guess would be the best way to put it. But there were a lot of them there that were doing that.
Well, he was an 18-year-old, you know, old kid, and there was a lot of things that changed, you know. Who knows what Wyatt would have done if he'd lived to have been 30 years old or something.
Well, that's what Dad thought.
Yeah.